Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're walking with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC, and those guys will take you up to 4 o'clock. 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. Speaking of D'Lo and KC, they're going to be out watching the Super Bowl at Sky River.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like, the big game, excuse me. They're going to be watching the big game at Sky River at 32 Brewer Street. You must be 21 and up to attend. If you want to go watch the big game at 32 Brewer Street, you have to call and make a reservation.
Oh.
If you want to just hang out with the guys at the Humidor, which they'll be doing from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, or 2 o'clock until the big game starts at the Humidor, that's just a hangout. You can just go and hang out.
Okay.
But to watch the big game at 32 Brewer Street, you got to call ahead and make a reservation.
Okay.
Before that, or after that, though, is Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up next Friday. That's a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. And we have partnered with Strelitzia Flowers in Davis. Incredible local business. Been in Davis for over 52 years. And we're excited to give you a chance to win a dozen long stem roses from Strelitzia Flowers. Normally, I'm much smoother talking about Strelitzia Flowers. Today, I can't talk at all.
Fine.
If you want to enter to win, we're going to give a code word out here in just a little while where you can go win, again, a dozen red roses, long stem red roses delivered to your sweetheart, whoever that might be. For right now, you can go to StrelitziaFlowerCompany.com and use the code word radio224 to save $10 off any purchase of $100 or more. And like, look, go out there and get your flowers, your flower purchases done early this year. Don't wait around and be that guy that's standing at a grocery store with all the other guys that are wondering why they've
made... It's your boy.
Yeah, why you've made such a horrible mistake in picking through the dregs of what's left. Flowers from an incredible flower shop like Strelitzia Flowers, they always last longer. They always look better. They always make a much better impression. So... check that out. We'll have a code word for you in just a little while for your chance to win a dozen red roses delivered.
Yep, we'll have that giveaway for you. Let's do that in the next segment. We'll give you the keyword for today. Let's get to some calls on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hammer, Kyle, what's up, man?
Vibing.
Oh, vibing. You know, it's you know, the guy's his jam. He just got to be in attack mode. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he gonna get used to the fast pace we play with coming from the Bulls and our read and react, you know, DHO game and all the fast pace. It's gonna come. It's gonna be a better game this week. So I'm not even really sweating with that. I called also to talk about that trade. I get it, Kyle. You with us? You know what I mean? But you're still more like that trade with Jimmy could either go either way, right? I'm not just gonna say it's a bad move, but that also could be a scary move. I'm just being reality, right? So
sure.
you got the two alphas in Draymond, and I don't. That's the part that's my butt head, Draymond and Jimmy. But as far as having everybody buy in to that type of mentality, that could be scary. So as Kings fans, bro, we got to watch out for that. I get what you're saying, though, bro, but that's not just like a dumb move for the Warriors, and I'm just being honest.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, TC. Appreciate the call. With the Jimmy Butler thing, I think there's a better chance now that Golden State is effective than before the trade. I'm just not looking at this like they acquired prime Jimmy Butler.
No.
They didn't. So
yeah.
We'll see, like there's definitely a chance that they're significantly better. Like I said, a big problem for them this year has been closing games, and maybe having a veteran like Jimmy Butler who knows how to win. Helps them in that respect, and they're able to close some of these games and go on a run. But I've got to see it first. That's all.
Yeah, not only that, but you have to see it. I mean, they just signed him. He's there for another three seasons after this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a danger. Like he likes to light a torch and burn down wherever he just left, and that to me is a very scary proposition. And as for what it means for the Kings, because that was part of what TC said there.
Yeah.
Like, the Kings have to figure out who they are, and they don't, they're not worrying about, they shouldn't be worrying about what that looks like or what the Suns look like or anyone else. What we saw last night was unacceptable. It's what Doug Christie said multiple times, unacceptable. And I agree. They should not have looked that bad, but they've got to figure out a way to integrate pieces on the fly, and that's not easy. And again, it usually takes a couple of games, and then not only that, but we got the NBA All-Star break next weekend, and so you're going to have like a moment where you might be able to have two or three days to practice and sort of get on the same page. Again, find Zach LaVine somewhere to live, unless he's just going to live in a hotel for a little while. Again, he lives in Newport Beach. That's where his home is. Mm-hmm. And so like the commute to get there, like once
the season's
over.
Yeah, hop on the PJ.
Cool. Yeah, it's not that far. like what we're talking about here as far as like the team is, they need a little bit of time to simmer in the pot, and you're adding another piece today and Jonas Valanciunas, and then do they add another piece at the trade deadline? Like, we don't know. We still have 52 minutes until the trade deadline.
It's kind of crazy that Zach LaVine, if he is at his home in Southern California, that he might be able to get to the arena faster than you if you guys both left home at the same time.
Well, that's, I mean, if he's flying on a jet or something, like, he's got to get, I don't know how to, the fastest way to
I'm assuming to I'm assuming if he was going to do that, they'd hook him up with the PJ.
Yeah, maybe they've got, maybe he has that. He has access to a jet. I don't know. He makes a lot of money.
Maybe we'll borrow Kenny's.
Yeah.
Let's get to Tyler. Tyler, what's up, man?
Hey, Kyle. Hammer, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's going on? Calling.
I had a question on the Valanciunas acquisition.
Sure.
We sent out 2 seconds in City Sissoko.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we send like Colby or Len to make that salary work if they were just going to waive City anyways? Seems like City's the type of player this team needs, you know, long, athletic, and defensive minded.
Interesting. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think I can answer that. Number one, like, he's 20 years old, and the Kings aren't in the market of waiting for players. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Alex Len has been a very, very good veteran behind the scenes for this team. It's why they keep bringing him back on one-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
And the team has invested a lot into Colby Jones. You know, Colby Jones is a year and a half into his process of trying to get to be a full-time player at the NBA level. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to happen for him or not, but he has shown promise at the G League level, and you've invested time and energy into him. The reason why you had to include a player in this is just to give you that little bit of a buffer. So again, they're $2.5 million under the luxury tax at this point. And you just need that freedom when you're going into the trade deadline. So I understand why a player went in the trade, whether it's CeeDee Sissoko or it was, you know, one of the other players that they could have added.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know that it matters all that much at the end of the day, but I go back to a couple of years ago when the Kings waived a player. I can't remember who it was, but they kept Justin James. DaQuan Jeffries.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, hey, like, Justin James brings a lot of joy to the room anywhere he's at. He's a vibes guy, and he's a very good teammate. And if we're going to waive one of them, it's not that DaQuan is a bad guy, but he's super quiet.
Sure.
And we would, if neither one of them are going to play all that much, we'd rather have the guy we know and that brings energy and is fun and is part of the family, as opposed to somebody who's a little more reserved and not, and, you know, he's there to do a job, but he's not part of like the big noisiness of the team.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably the same thing.
Washington also might have just rather had Sissoko.
Yeah, it sounds like they're waiving him.
Oh, are they?
But I'm not sure.
Oh, I see. Okay, we'll have to got see. It. I thought I misunderstood what was happening there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that, like, it's a weird transaction.
Right. I can't imagine. Yeah, why else?
They didn't have any ties to CD.
It is a little bit funny that Sissoko practiced with the Kings, and in his media session was asked like what kind of player are you, like what kind of player are the Kings getting, and he's like, I like to play defense, and the Kings were like, ugh, get him out of here, don't want this guy. 916-909-1320.
Saying the wrong things, man.
The Oakham Kia Talk Line. Appreciate everybody calling in. Again, we don't have a call screener, so if you're calling and it's just ringing, I promise we're not ignoring you. We'll get to you just as soon as we can. Let's get to Don on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Don? Hey, Don.
You're on the air.
Talking to you. What's up?
Me?
Yep. You.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? that's funny. Hey, I heard you guys mention the comment on the Zach LaVine in Newport. I watched the video they interviewed the Kings did on Twitter yesterday or Instagram, one of the social medias. And they asked Zach what was the most random purchase he had in his NBA career. And he actually mentioned that he bought a private jet when he was in Chicago so that he could fly back to Newport on his off days and come out to California when they had breaks. So I don't know if you've checked that out, but there's a little interview. They ask him his favorite color, favorite food, and all that. But one of the questions was his most random purchase. And actually, he bought himself a private jet. So a little bit of information for you guys. Have a great day. Go Kings.
Right on. Thanks.
There it is. I guess when you make $43 million this year, 46 next year, 49 the year after that, you can own your own private jet.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, what's your carbon footprint look like?
Oh, no.
When wasn't this asked at the presser yesterday?
Look, he's a guy with three young kids. He's trying to get back home as much as possible.
If I had the opportunity to travel by private jet anytime I want because I own said private jet,
yeah,
your boy would travel by I would fly from my home in the Bay Area to here.
If I
every
had
morning
access to a helicopter, I would come pick you up every day, Kyle, in my helicopter, fly us back to the station, and it would probably take less time than me driving to work.
Bet.
There it is.
If anybody would like to donate a private jet or a helicopter to the show, please do so.
Yes.
916-909-1320. Don, you're on the air. What's up?
Yo. What's up, fam?
What's going
Chilling,
on?
Man. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's your boy Buddha, man.
What's up, Buddha?
Man, happy trade deadline day to y'all.
Yes, sir.
And I had a quick question, though. It might be a little too late. I don't know if Monty can hurry up and get on the phones, if he can make a little call. But I'm going to ask you guys, what you guys think? Would you guys trade? Because James just said we're not in the business for waiting on players. So I feel like a guy that we're waiting on is Devin Carter. So what you guys feeling like trading for a more proven piece like a Jose Alvarado? He's a better shooter. He's a straight energy guy. I think he's more proven than Dev right now. He's been on play-in teams, playoff teams. So what you guys think about that?
Right on. Thanks.
Yeah, I like Alvarado. I do. I am, he's a guy with another long history of injury. I would, if I'm the Kings, this was kind of what me and Kyle were going to talk about this moment was, what would you trade for? What is the idea, player, piece, whatever right now? We know the Kings just, swapped out a guard for a guard. And we know that they lost Kevin Huerter and they lost Jordan McLaughlin. They gained Jonas Valanciunas. So they have the backup center position taken care of. They have one of the guard positions taken care of. And it really comes down to, like we saw it last night, they didn't really have a point guard outside of Malik Monk. Malik Monk got in foul trouble, which is a rarity for mm-hmm. Monk to get in foul trouble. But then, what else do they need? What's the biggest need? And for me, it's still length, athleticism. Find someone who's 6'8", 6'9", that plays a 3-4.
I think it is so much easier to find somebody to orchestrate your offense than it is to find somebody who you feel comfortable defending Franz Wagner.
Oh, yeah.
And the other giants that the Magic threw out last night.
Yeah, I mean, the Kings just got ran over by a tall team.
And it's not just Orlando. Orlando's just the most recent glaring example. How many times this year have the Kings lost a game and the talking point afterward has been, hey, do you think that'll convince the front office that they need somebody alongside Keegan Murray who's 6'8" and can play a little defense?
Mm-hmm.
It's 8, 9, 10 times. You're not going to lose all your games. You saw that Minnesota. Minnesota's a team that has bigger wings, good defenders, really good rim protector in Rudy Gobert. And the Kings figured out a way to beat them. You're not going to lose every single night,
mm-hmm.
but your ceiling is very low. That's been the whole problem with the Monty McNair era. The Monty McNair era. The ceiling has just not gone above where it was in 22-23. Hold your thought.
Yeah.
We'll continue this discussion. We've got to step aside momentarily. We'll continue this discussion. What type of player should the Kings be looking for as the trade deadline nears? Noon today is the NBA trade deadline. We're taking you right up until then on the Insiders. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube. This is ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Oh, what happened?
We have a trade, not a Sacramento Kings trade.
Okay, well, we're going to also have a giveaway for you, but tell us the trade first.
The Los Angeles Clippers are trading Terrence Mann and Bones Highland to the Atlanta Hawks for Bogdan Bogdanovic and 3 second-round picks. Bogey goes to the Clippers.
Oh, it's a nice ad.
I like Terrence Mann.
Me too. He's one of those players that, for some reason,
the Kings can't find.
Well, and just never, like, he was with OKC, right?
Was he with OKC? You're thinking Trey Mann.
Oh, okay. But, yes, I'm sorry. Trey Mann was who I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's having a really good year. Terrence Mann's awesome.
Yeah, he's a defensive specialist.
So I was like, when did, okay. Yes, yeah. That's right.
6'5".
Trey Mann's having a really good year in Charlotte right now.
Yeah, I like Trey Mann.
Terrence Mann, also good.
Uh-huh. Different. A very different type of player.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have to do a giveaway, right?
Trey Mann's only played 13 games this year. Did he get hurt?
I'm guessing he did.
Oh, yeah. He hurt his back. He's out for the year. Ooh. Yikes. Okay. Anyways, let's give away flowers.
Yeah, let's give away flowers. Love is in the air. ESPN 1320 is excited to give you a chance to celebrate all kinds of love this Valentine's Day with Strelitzia Flowers. You have a chance to win 1 dozen long-stem roses with delivery courtesy of Strelitzia Flowers. It's perfect for Valentine's Day, which is next Friday. To enter, all you have to do is listen to the Insiders here with me and Kyle and for the enter the code word and go to our ESPN.com contest page where you will see Strelitzia Flowers right there. Our code word today is, Kyle?
Petal.
Petal.
Not petal like a bike pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Petal like a rose petal. P-E-T-A-L.
There we go. So go right now to ESPN1320.com. Enter to win a dozen long stem roses. And they hand deliver everything. Absolutely spectacular. So go to the contest page right now. The code word is petal. Also, you can go to StreliciaFlowerCompany.com and use the code word RADIO224 for $10 off any purchase of $100 or more. Go get your Valentine's Day flowers ordered right now. Take care of business.
916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. That is the phone number if you want to participate in the program. We'd love to hear from you. So, We'll do this. We'll say trade deadline, but this could also move into the buyout market at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the trade deadline is today at noon, so coming up in about 35 minutes. Maybe the Kings make a move. Doesn't sound like there's anything percolating necessarily. We'll see. And if there is a trade, we'll have it for you right here on ESPN 1320, whether it's me and James or D'Lo and KC, which is coming up next at noon. Would you rather see the Kings, because there's now two clear needs. They need another point guard, somebody who can just kind of organize the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need that size and athleticism that we've always been talking about. Would you rather have a middle, and I'm going to use names here.
Okay.
Whether these players are available for trade or not matters less. Just this level of player. I'm using avatars.
I'm with you.
Would you rather have Dennis Schroeder or KJ Martin? So, like, a proven, like, middle-tier point guard, you feel fine about him running your second unit, or a bigger player, an athletic player like KJ Martin, who maybe isn't proven in the NBA yet, has some flashes, there's some hope for his ceiling, but he's not really carved out a major role yet in the NBA.
See, this is a really tough one, because I don't know that KJ Martin is enough for me to pass on a guy like Dennis Schroeder. Okay. Schroeder to me is, he's not spectacular, but he does have a purpose in the NBA. I do not think he had his best run with the Golden State Warriors. But he is going to be a buyout candidate type player. And, for me, I think because of the Kings' lack of scoring, I would choose to go that route. Especially after watching the game last night and seeing the Kings get to a point where they didn't have a proven scorer to run out there. I also think there's a possibility that Zach LaVine can play a little bit more small forward than I thought, mm-hmm. although I don't want to see him lined up against Franz Wagner ever again.
That was tough. That was a tough matchup for our guy.
Yeah, that was no bueno.
And I want to be fair here. Franz Wagner's a very tough matchup for basically everyone.
Yeah, he's averaging 25 a game.
He's having an incredible year.
Yeah. Franz Wagner is a very, very good player, and he's just much bigger than anyone the Kings. Like, you had to use, you know, Keegan Murray on Paolo Banchero
mm-hmm.
because you don't have that other player. And so that meant that, you know, either DeMar DeRozan or Zach LaVine are defending Franz Wagner. And then when Orlando went big and had, Franz at the two, you were torched.
They have the Magic have a real chance to be a major problem.
They do. It's weird that they've struggled.
Yeah.
Like early in the season when they had the two catastrophic injuries,
right.
You know, again, like Paolo Banchero missed like 2 months of the season with an abdominal tear. Mm-hmm. And then Franz Wagner had the same exact injury.
Yeah.
And they missed major, major time.
Yeah.
But for them to have struggles now that everyone's back is a little strange.
Yeah. Very odd. I'm taking a flyer on the size.
Okay.
If I can get I don't know that KJ Martin is necessarily available, but just that type of player where he played, let's see, he's played 24 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's played 290 games as a pro. He's averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds, but he's never played more than, he played 28 minutes a night with Houston in 22-23. But beyond that, he's been a 20 minutes a night type of guy.
Hmm.
And I would rather take that flyer and see if you can fit him into your rotation and see if he can provide kind of what you're lacking. I would rather do that than find a point guard, because there's a world where the Kings figure out what they're doing offensively with Zach LaVine, and you can piece together the non-Malik Monk minutes, the 15 minutes a game Malik's not going to be on the court.
Okay.
The 15-ish minutes a game he's not going to be on the court, where LaVine can handle the ball, Demontis can handle the ball, DeRozan can handle the ball. Like, there's different ways that you can piece those minutes together. I think that's an easier thing to find and an easier thing to fix than overcoming the massive issue that you've had, which is they don't really have anybody outside of Keegan that can guard a bigger player.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've been saying it for years that I think that the Kings need, you know, more size, athleticism, length at the 3 and 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like the question that you specifically asked was these two players. If there were other players that we like that were at the same level, KJ mm-hmm. Martin and another point guard, a younger point guard that's at the same level as KJ Martin, I'm taking KJ Martin. Like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I would go, because you do have that need. But I also know that there's, you know, like if you can go out and get a quality NBA player that knows exactly who he is and you can put out on the court in the buyout market, which mm-hmm. is where I would be looking at Dennis Schroeder.
Yep.
But the problem is when Dennis Schroeder gets bought out, you're going to have the same problem the Kings always have, is that like it doesn't matter what players we think would look good in a Kings uniform. Mm-hmm. When a player's bought out, he usually goes wherever the heck he wants to go because he's got a whole bunch of money in his bank account from the buyout, and he's going to go play for a league minimum, and he's going to play for a league minimum deal for whatever team he wants to go to. I wouldn't be surprised if Dennis Schroeder goes back to somewhere like the Los Angeles Lakers, where he's played before.
Mm-hmm.
What I think the only team he can't go back to is if he gets waived by Utah is the team that traded him previously, which is it's the Warriors, right? He's part of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he cannot go back to the Warriors this season. That would be the, you know, again, I think he's going to have his choice of a couple of spots, and it's whether the Kings are an enticing spot, a place to go. And I'm not sure that they are, as they're currently constructed at 25 and 25 and, you know, on the outside looking in of the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's always like that's the problem with relying on the buyout market. Plus, typically players who hit the buyout market aren't going to be players who are going to be major factors for you. And that's where if you're expecting this huge difference maker to come in via the buyout market, mm-hmm. it's probably not going to happen. So I still, if that type of player, Dennis Schroeder or otherwise, because again, you just need somebody to organize your offense for 13 minutes a night.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a game-changing player. And that's the thing is when you talk about getting a point guard on the buyout market, that's why I would so much rather go find that 3-and-D wing in a last-second trade here, 29 minutes until the trade deadline, by the way. I'd rather find a wing in a last-minute trade because that's a way you can find a player who's going to make a bigger impact than via the buyout market. Mm. And you need that player to be impactful more than you need a buyout point guard who would just be like, meh, go out there and just don't turn the ball over and dish a couple assists, maybe knock down a three.
Yeah, I think there are point guards that are going to be available, whether it's a buyout market or the free agent market, or even going to the G League and just picking up somebody who's been down there. You know, the Kings can use 10-day contracts to avoid paying going over the luxury tax.
Sure.
They're going to have to get crafty here down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are a lot of ways that they can improve this roster. But, you know, like, are you going to be able to have like a home run swing? And I don't, you know, like we're 28 minutes away from the trade deadline. I don't think that there's going to be some home run swing. And even a 2-for-1 that brings back two of these types of players, which you probably need at this point still.
Yeah. 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia talk line. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
Yo, good morning. This is Rayshon.
What's up, Rayshon?
Good morning, Colin. Two things I want to say, James. I commend you so much on the questions that you were asking Monty yesterday. They were like on point, amazing questions. And second, is there any way we can get Zaire Williams? Because I feel like we need a wing player like that. I know we've been discussing that. I don't know. James, I know you're like the money guy on this these topics. Just wanted to know your thoughts on that. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for the call, Rashawn. Appreciate you.
That's an interesting name. He's on Brooklyn, right?
Yep.
I haven't looked at his salary. I'm looking at right now $6 million, and then next year he has a qualifying offer at $8.3 million. That's it. Like, in all honesty, like, why not? I
would love that.
I think
that's
teams
a great
are
name.
Still waiting. It is an interesting name. That, man, how the heck do we spell Zaire?
Z-I-A.
Z-I-A.
Yeah, that's what I was doing earlier.
Yeah.
I tried Z-A.
I haven't looked at, 9.4 points, 4.7 rebounds, 1.1. He's shooting, I mean, again, he's struggling from the field. He's a super athlete, though.
Mm-hmm.
And length and athleticism, 6'9", 215, 23 years old. I think all of us have, you know, he coming into the draft, very, very highly regarded player. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really had the opportunity to find himself in a rotation full time until, you know, a little bit last year, but really this year. Like, why not? Because he's a player at $6 million, but you have to say why not and how do you get him?
Sure.
And that's the problem, because if you're going to go trade for Zaire and you're going to give up Trey Lyles, did you get any better today?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the answer is you got better for next year, but did you get any better today? And so not a bad name, though, that, you know, again, that's where
That's the type of player. That's the exact type of player we're talking about, though.
Exactly. Exactly. Just go find that guy that you haven't been able to find forever. The 6'8", 6'9" mm-hmm. guy who can jump out of the gym and can do specific things.
Who you know can play NBA minutes.
Yeah.
Is he going to be great? Don't know. But he would be effective. Not necessarily effective. He would check the boxes of what the Kings are missing.
Yeah, and I think realistically the key to the NBA is if you're team building, mm-hmm. it's to figure out who your cornerstones are, right? And for this Kings team, I think at this point we're looking at we used to say De'Aaron Fox first, but Malik Monk, it's Zach LaVine, and it's Domantas Sabonis.
Yep.
And you might filter in Keegan Murray into that cornerstone conversation. I'm not sure at this point, just because he's been so up and down. How do you support those players the best way possible? And you look at Domantas Sabonis, you need a long, athletic, shot-blocking 3-and-D-4 or 3-and-D-5 to put next to him. Can mm-hmm. you go get that player? Mm-hmm. When you look at Zach LaVine, he needs just, like, super, like, long, athletic guys as well around him. They don't have to be shot blockers, but defensive-minded players should support him because, like, he's a great offensive player, but on the defensive side of the ball, you saw it last night, but you'll see it over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
He's not an A-plus defender, so you're going to have to figure out ways to disguise that. So the key to building a roster is to look at what you have and then look at the complementary pieces to add around them, and I think that's been the biggest question mark when it comes to this front office.
Sure.
It's not about going out and getting the best player possible. A lot of times it's about going out and getting the best fits possible,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't seen a lot of that. And so that's where I would attack if I'm this group.
Yeah, man, that is a line that I always harken back to, is from one of my favorite movies of all time, Miracle, about the 1980 U.S. Mm-hmm. Olympic hockey team. Great movie. If you've never seen it, salute. The Herb Brooks, the coach, says, I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Kings are looking for right now to me. Like the correct player, even if it's not the best player available, could have a significant impact on their roster.
Yeah.
And that's where a player like Zaire Williams fits.
Yeah, and I even look at, you know, like what they did this year with when they went out and got DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan is a better player. He will be in the Hall of Fame and Cam Johnson will not.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up. Cam Johnson not going to the Hall of Fame. Anyone out there who's wondering, he's not. But that doesn't mean that I don't think that Cam Johnson would have been a better fit for this team
sure.
than DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan, you need a bucket. He got mm-hmm. it, right?
We talked about this last year with Keon Ellis and Kevin Huerter.
Yeah.
I know it's different in retrospect now. But at the time, it was like, man, Kevin Huerter's probably a better player, but Keon Ellis is more of along the lines of what the Kings need right now.
He's a better fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just straight up.
Yep. We've seen it happen right here in Sacramento. Let's get to one more call on the Elk Grove Kia talk line before we step aside and get to the handoff with Damian Barling. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
What's up, Insiders? This is Don, a.k.a. Old E.
What's up, Old E?
Guys, this is the second time I've been accidentally blocked on the chat. I'm so heartbroken, guys. I love y'all. I love chatting in.
Sorry, man. That's not us. I barely look at the chat during the show.
It's good. It's just so, I had to call in. I had to do it. I had a few minutes.
Guys, I'm Block Old E. For goodness sakes.
I love the show. I love the show, guys. You guys know I love it.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate the call, Aldi.
Trade deadline day. We get a call because somebody needs to unblock this man.
I appreciate his passion.
I do.
I appreciate that he listens to the program. Watches the program, I should say.
That's right.
At youtube.com/ESPN1320. No Zaire Williams takes, though.
Hey, the Zaire Williams. That's a good pull, though. That's the type of player.
It's a very, very good pull.
Yeah, like that's – I don't – there are a lot of players in the league like him that could help the Sacramento Kings roster.
Let's see if we can get a better call here. Don, you're on the Insiders. Hey, did we take your call earlier?
Yeah, you did. I'm calling back. I got another
call. No, just one a day. Sorry. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
Hey, this is Sam. How you doing?
Doing okay, Sam. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you real quick. Looking at LaVine's defense, he stands up too tall and he's too rigid, and therefore he's getting beat on that first half step every time. And if you see the other guys that are defending, even Keegan Murray, they're bent over somewhat, stretched out, and they're not getting beat so bad off the first take. So LaVine needs to look at his defensive posture and see how that relates to how his defense will be.
All right, cool. We'll call Doug and let him know. Thanks, Sam.
Triple threat.
Yeah, real quick. No disrespect to the guy I hung up on. It's just one call a day, and if we had a call screener, it'd be easier to let people know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of how it goes. If you have another point you want to make, we would love to hear from you tomorrow.
Yep.
That's the rules of the program. Thank you, everybody who has called the show. You guys help make it better. He's James. I'm Kyle. Damian Barling's going to join us for the handoff next on the Insiders. Interested to hear what Damian's got to say about the Kings' trade deadline moves or lack of trade deadline moves coming up next here on ESPN 1320 and Sacramento Sports Center.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Terrible.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, it's a big thumbs down joke by me. That's fine. Damian Barling going to join us for the handoff here shortly. Talk about the Kings trade deadline. 15 minutes left until the NBA trade deadline. Dennis Schroeder has now been traded to the Detroit Pistons. So he went from Miami to the Jazz to the Pistons all in one trade.
Yep. That's a lot.
That's a thing that's happening.
He just keeps moving.
See, NBA that trades are insane, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
In the NFL, Myles Garrett is traded to Team X for this pick, that pick, and this pick. Here it is. That's it. That's all that happens.
It's over.
It's not. Myles Garrett was traded to the Rams, and Cooper Kupp was traded to the Bengals, and T. Higgins was dealt to the Dolphins, and the Jets acquired two first-round picks in the process. Like, wait, what? Nope. It's very straightforward.
It's just wild that, like, again, they're called simultaneous or non-simultaneous trades. There's all kinds of trades that happen, and until they're called into the league, they're not finalized. And so all of these things are just, like, all of the moving pieces are crazy. Hey, it's Damian Barling. Sorry for
making a bunch of noise. No, that's okay. God knows I have done enough to make a bunch of noise interrupting your show before.
That's fine.
So, no, this is just how we roll. It's why this station is fun.
That's right. That's
why I like to work here.
This station is very fun.
At another station I've worked at, had you done that, the producer would have gotten a text message about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there would have been a meeting after the show.
I can't imagine 95.7 The Game acting that way
at all. That is not what I said. I said a previous station I worked at.
All I said was, I can't imagine 95.7. Two separate statements. Shout out Matt Nahegan.
Looks like the Kings are done. Making trades, not like done this. Making trades for today. Are they better than they were pre-deadline?
If they are, it's marginal. Like it is. I don't feel like it's enough because I think there's multiple ways that you could go with this, and you know, hopefully people don't overreact to, you know, Zach LaVine's game last night.
I'm reacting.
It's fine to react. I don't want people to overreact. It was clunky and unpretty, but I think Zach LaVine and De'Aaron Fox it's a bit of a wash. Maybe if you really push like the defensive side of the ball, you could say maybe it's a little on the negative side, but you add Jonas Valanciunas, which is a player that Kings fans and you know, James and guys have long, you know, wanted for this squad, thought that he would be perfect, and so now you've got him. And so, like, how much positive is that? Is it enough to offset the loss of De'Aaron? Like, to me, it's plus or minus in a very, very, very small margin. No matter, you can't argue, like, it would be really difficult for you to make the argument to me that the Kings are, man, they're a lot worse. It would be really difficult for you to make the argument to me that the Kings are a lot better.
Sure.
So to me, if you argued, they're a little bit better, they might be a little bit worse, it's hard for me to find flaw in either one of those arguments.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because I think we all wanted them to do something where we could definitively make the statement, they're better.
Yeah.
And you can make the argument that they're better. How much better becomes the question. And I think it's difficult to make a strong argument that, man, these guys are a lot better. Because I don't know that that's true. Unless I'm completely undervaluing Jonas Valanciunas. I don't think I am. But if I am, my apologies to the big fella. I do not want to be on his bad side.
Don't want smoke with Jonas Valanciunas.
I will call Wes Wilcox a snake 100 times before I ever cross Jonas Valanciunas.
I would say this, in addition to what you're saying, like if you just look at the pieces, Jonas coming in and LaVine coming in, mm-hmm. and Kevin Herter going out, and again, De'Aaron Fox going out. Like, on paper, you know, that's probably close to even, Steven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The problem is you did not address any of the real issues with this team. Like, you did get a better backup center.
Yeah.
But you also did not address, like, the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
They added to the in areas that don't substantially help. Even if the
sure.
Does that like maybe Zach LaVine is a better shooter than De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
But like, putting the ball in the hoop was not a problem for this team. Yeah. Jonas Valanciunas is going to be a better backup center than Alex Len.
Yeah.
Like, it gives them optionality in the front court. Like, that's helpful. But to what end and to what extent? Like, I think they're like you said, I don't feel strongly one way or the other that the roster is better or worse. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that I'm suddenly going, oh wow, wait, hey, back to, I think this team's going to win 50 again.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely not.
I'm really hoping that the idea isn't, oh, we added Jonas, so that means that Trey can be more of a four and doesn't have to play the five, and that's going to be
Keegan is a three, acquisition by acquisition. Sure.
But I don't. That can't really be the idea.
There's nothing worse to me than a team standing pat at like a trade deadline, mm-hmm. and going, well, this injured player's coming back. That's basically like making a trade. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, it was funny because I'm pretty sure Shams said something like that today when he was like, hey, Chet Holmgren's coming back. What a move at the deadline for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, oh, Shams, come on, man.
Come on.
But that is pretty fire that Chet's like coming back to the best team in the league like Friday.
That's just a ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
that's
just silly.
But OKC didn't make a trade because they knew. Like,
no,
they're
for
just,
sure.
You know,
yeah, they're riding. They're fun. They're comfortable with where they're at. That's why I appreciate what Golden State did.
Sure,
like they did. They tried something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's gonna work. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold. I don't think it's going to work long term. I'm praying to God Jimmy and Draymond get in a fist fight, like on the floor, preferably in game one. They tried something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at them for it.
Sure.
They had said repeatedly, like Steve Kerr said, I think it was Steve Kerr, said a couple of days ago, like, we're not in a position to not do anything. We're not good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was 2 weeks after Steph Curry's going, hey, put down the Twitter. I'm going to figure it out with this roster.
Yeah.
And the Wizards
have traded waived guard Reggie Jackson.
Oh, dude, yes. I will take Reggie Jackson.
So that would be one of those interesting buyouts because it's clear Dennis Schroeder's not getting bought out at this point.
Yeah.
Also, KJ Martin and Josh Richardson, a 2028 second round pick, is what Detroit gave up to Utah to get Schroeder. But those poor guys, they have no idea where their plane, what airport they're flying into.
They've definitely not moved, right? Like, they're being told by these front offices, hey, you're going to be on the move. Don't go anywhere just yet.
I hope they're being told that. I hope that they're not, like, flying from one place to another and then flying from another place to another.
Well, I felt bad for our man City yesterday. They had
the big banner
out there for him by the Golden One Center. Leezy caught the footage of it, and
that was brutal.
Sorry, big fella. You're off to the nation's capital.
I did think it was funny. Asked him what type of player he was. He was like, I like to play defense. All right, he's out of here. This kid's done.
Sorry, pal.
You like to what?
We confused you with somebody else. We'll send you out there to Washington. Hey, Mike, we got you a defensive guy.
It always reminds me of when Sean Cunningham sat down with Tyrese Haliburton and Davion Mitchell because they were going to play against each other.
Now, where is Davion going now?
Miami.
Salute. Okay, I saw on my drive in, he got traded. Mm-hmm. I didn't see where he was. He's going to Miami. Okay.
So Toronto acquired a second round pick to acquire Davion and then got a second round pick to trade Davion.
They got 2 seconds in the first transaction.
Boy, them seconds, boy.
Real quick, I have an underdog lineup that I want to go over real quick.
Okay.
Underdog Daily Fantasy, their pick'em game, you know, two or more players, their stats. You go higher or lower. I've already got a lineup in for the big game when the Chiefs face the Eagles, but I've also got a lineup in for the big game tonight when the Kings take on the red-hot Portland Trailblazers. Domantas Sabonis, I think, is going to bounce back. I think he's going to have higher than 14.5 rebounds tonight. I think Malik Monk is going to pass the heck out of the ball after not doing so last night. And you're going to see higher than 6.5 assists from Malik Monk. And then Scoot Henderson. Scoot Henderson is having a really nice breakout year in his second season. I'm going higher than 12.5 points for Scoot Henderson. That is my three-player lineup on Underdog. You can play along with me at the Underdog app, because Underdog's the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app, sign up with promo code KYLEM, and deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code KYLEM. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Someone in this room might have forgot that game was happening.
Me. Started, it was me.
Start, oh, you two, oh, two of the people in this room. That's very good. I started laying out today's show. It was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Where's the Portland game at? Oh, the Portland game is tonight.
I did not have a back-to-back on my radar.
Yeah. I knew we were having, yeah. I stayed till the end of the game last night.
Wow.
They lost by 1,000. I was there the whole time.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, and apparently it made me dumber because I completely forgot that they were playing Portland tonight. So.
Well, you guys will be previewing that game. You're going to talk about what De'Aaron Fox said. We didn't really get to dive into it.
We could talk about De'Aaron Fox.
Okay. Yeah. And Zach LaVine's fit, more of that coming up?
I'm going to bring that DeMarcus Cousins tweet back, boy, because goddamn, if there was ever a tweet that exemplified this franchise, it's that snake in the grass, man.
Can't wait. D'Lo and KC is going to be a lot of fun. You can listen to it right here on ESPN 1320. If you're on the stream, don't go anywhere. We're just going to swap out shows, and we're going to stay right here on youtube.com/ESPN1320. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Until tomorrow at 10, drink water, be nice to people.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.